Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. I want you to imagine for a moment either you or someone you know that always seems to be living paycheck to paycheck. And no matter how much you earn, you can never seem to feel like you're moving ahead. No matter how much you reflect on your spending habits, no matter how much you try to pull back, you always seem to be hovering around the same amount in your bank account. No matter how much you save, something tends to come up to make you spend it. Or no matter how many raises you get, there always seems to be something that takes that money and never moving, you never feel like you're moving ahead. This is a financial plateau. This is the cause of a blind spot or an unconscious belief. This also shows up, imagine a relationship dynamic where you find yourself in another toxic relationship or something that doesn't serve you. And even though you've been trying to choose more wisely or be more aware, you continue to attract familiar dynamics, familiar situations. This can happen with our relationships, our money, our weight, our health in general, our self-love, our self-care, our spiritual development, our creativity, our family dynamics. It can happen over and over again where we are stuck in looping patterns because of blind spots. And that's what we're talking about today. So welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. My name is Talia Joy, the host of this show. Welcome. Before we launch into this juicy topic and this episode that's really going to help you, I want to share with you an upcoming full day event called Healing to Manifest, a full day transformative event where we learn how to heal the root narratives, the blocks, the resistance, the stuff that is going on that is holding us back from our manifestations, our next evolution in our soul and our purpose and in our life. We're going to really look at identifying those root blocks. I'm going to help you to know exactly what's going on, to move through them so that you can finally start to manifest what has felt out of reach. So healing gives you the freedom to manifest whatever you want. Healing gives you the opportunity to be free and clear where you're not blocked whenever you're trying to create something new. You'll know how to fully navigate your wounds and your fears. It's going to be a transformative event, creating cellular change, mental, emotional, energy change on the spot, as well as giving you tools on how to move forward and how to do the ongoing healing work. So this is May 18th. The link is below. It's called Healing to Manifest, a full day event. I cannot wait to see you there. It's on a Saturday. We start the morning with a morning meditation. There's several signature workshops, including getting to the root of our beliefs and blind spots, healing the inner child, shadow, as well as accepting the spiritual assignment behind your wounds and truly moving forward. Believe it or not, we're going to make healing fun, expansive, liberating, and I can't wait to see you there. Okay, so we are talking today about blind spots, and this is truly where we find ourselves stuck in these patterns, and especially when we are doing everything that we know to do, you're on the self-growth journey, you're on the manifestation journey, and still you're finding these looping patterns. So as I mentioned in the intro, it can be money, it can be weight, it can be business, it can be relationships, family dynamics, triggers, self-care habits, self-destruction habits. It can be, you know, basically any aspect of our life where there's a pattern that we really want to change. We've probably tried a lot of things, but we can't seem to get to the root of it. So for this episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you to understand a little bit deeper, like what a blind spot is and what's going on, how you can start to identify it. And then, of course, I'll give you at least a tool or two to move through. And if you really do want more, come to the Healing to Manifest full day. So first of all, when I say blind spot, of course we have a definition for blind spot. It's not a super woo-woo different definition, but what I like to think of it is like, it's what you don't know you don't know. So we all have blind spots. That's why I have mentors. That's why if I feel too stuck, I go to someone to help, whether they're an intuitive or they're a business strategist or it's therapy or it's whatever. I too, of course, have things that I can't see. So really a blind spot is just like, I don't know what's blocking me. And when you think about, you can't see what you can't see. And this comes into the quote, and I hate that I forget who said this because it was someone like Einstein, maybe Freud. I don't know. I'm getting my history mixed up, but the quote that says you cannot create a solution from the same level of consciousness that created the problem. So you cannot create a solution from the same level of consciousness that created the problem. And that's what a blind spot is we're in the mentality of the problem trying to figure out what the solution is, or we're so in an ingrained habit, an ingrained pattern, we don't even know it's there. It is unconscious. It's the unconscious mind creating these patterns. So I want to first start off by saying that by nature, according to the universe and the cosmos and all that is and the way this whole thing works, you are truly unlimited. All things are possible within the realms of this earth. All things are possible. And what I mean by the realms of this earth is that we're not yet at the place that we can overcome gravity and fly that I know of. Maybe we are in some places. So we have to work within a little bit of the earth constructs. But what you are able to achieve or heal or overcome, or goals that you're here to smash, or books you're here to write, or anything that you desire, you are truly unlimited. All things are possible, and you're never actually blocked. So I do use the word block because at the end of the day, there's only so many English words, and that's how I convey what we're talking about, right? So I don't want to use language that sounds so weird, you're not even sure we're talking about the same thing. We do feel blocked. We are quote unquote blocked, but really what's going on is that there is resistance or something between us and what we want. And that's creating that unconscious pattern. So a really good example of this that I know I can relate to, I know some of you, a lot of you, my clients and people in the community, you guys can relate to, is food. So if you've ever struggled with weight or diets or anything like that, you can intend to be like, I'm going to eat clean today, or, even sincerely, like eating better, feeling better. But the second stress hits, you're, looking to the cupboard for snacks. Or as soon as it's like the sun starts going down, you get snacky and you find yourself, and let's be real, I snack all the time. There's nothing wrong with snacking, no judgment. All I mean is we have these unconscious patterns, and maybe you really intended to tonight make popcorn instead of whatever it is, but you just defaulted back into that pattern, or we default into reactions. These are blind spots. We have a subconscious or unconscious limiting belief or pattern or trauma response or some sort of thing going on that's creating this automatic habit. So I want to say that this is not the place where willpower is going to help you. That's why I had my entire business on intuitive eating and healing, disordered eating from that understanding, because we are often led to believe we need more motivation. We need more willpower. We just got to be strong and do it and just freaking do it and just don't eat carbs or don't eat this or don't snack. But you have an unconscious pattern going on. So that may not be food with you. It might be something else. It's spending. It's, being around people, it's numbing, it's whatever. It's these plateaus that we get to, these places where we feel stuck. So what's really going on deep down is, as I alluded to a minute ago, there is a belief that is in between you and what you want. And when we have a belief in our unconscious mind, otherwise known as our subconscious mind, our brain will continuously make us right. So if I have, okay, I'm just going to use this example. I've used this before on the show. If I had the experience that all men were cheaters and liars, and that was the belief based on what I had experienced, maybe it was similar to my dad, or it was a bad marriage, or just a series of relationships that led me to believe that. That becomes an unconscious, subconscious limiting belief that I can't trust men or something like that. Now what happens is my mind now sees all the quote unquote unquote bad men out in the world. We see the one guy that looks half aggressive. We notice it when our friend is like talking about their relationship, or we go on dates. We're like skeptical. We're like, I don't know, you know, they probably can't be, you know, monogamous, whatever it's called, faithful. I can't trust them, that kind of thing. Our brain will continuously make us right. And if you think about that, if I had such a bad experience and that's what I believed in my lifetime, my brain's not going to be like, all men are great. Like, it makes logical sense. We have been programmed by our experience and by what our parents and caregivers told us, particularly under the age of 7. This is where inner child work comes in. We're going to do that in the full day workshop because it's so important to recognize there was a part of you that was led to believe that. So another example, say with money, maybe you always feel like, you know, you save money and then something comes along and makes you spend it all and you can never get your savings up there. You're at a plateau with what you're making. There's going to be something about your childhood or your experiences in general when you were a kid where you got to get to like the quote unquote root of the narrative, but it might be money's not safe to have, or it might be money's too hard, or I'm not smart enough to have money, or rich people are sleazy. Rich people are, you know, criminals. There's some belief in there that is lodged so deeply that it's a blind spot. You don't realize that you believe it because it's like a fish in water. They're just in the water. They're not aware they're in the water. So that's the whole thing about the mind and the level of consciousness. You have to actually break free into a new perspective to be able to see the blind spot. But what we're going to do today, just to understand, is there's some sort of, if you're in a pattern over and over, you can never seem to break free of something. There's just a belief deep, deep down that is keeping you there. So the first thing I want to talk about in starting to identify this narrative is start to ask yourself in that area of life, just pick one right now to focus on that, you know, an area of life you feel stuck. Think of, you know, what would you say if you were like venting to a friend? What would be the kind of, I hate to say it, but the complainy narrative? And I do this to myself. I go like, what do I really feel? And sometimes, pardon me, I'm going to sound very whiny for a second, but sometimes I'll be like, it's not fair. And I'll like kind of flail and I'm like, fuck, like, why does everybody else get to do this? Or, you know, it'll kind of come out like that. Other times it might be like, say it's with money. I want to be like, money's so hard to make or something like that. So you just got to think without all the story, what are the things you want to like scream? Like, fuck this. I'm so sick of struggling. Like, I'm always stuck. Like, thinking of those things, they're not ultimate universe given truth, but it's really important to really identify what's going on in there, because you don't need willpower and you don't need to like just show up for yourself for 30 days and break the habit and blah, blah, blah. It's more helpful to get to the root narrative. We may not always know the one event that led to that. It might be sometimes very obvious, like there was abuse or there was something your mom or dad always used to say, or one event that really showed you something, multiple events, but we don't always know that and we can't always know that. I say with my clients all the time, like the root of my eating disorder when I was in that for over a decade, it wasn't just the bullying, it was the bullying and it was the dynamics with parents and my mom, and it was society's pressure to be thin, and it was at that time celebrities were super thin and there was this like, you know, image put into my mind, and it's family and how they look at weight and societal conditioning and just all these different things, my own also patterns and, you know, everything going on. My insecurities, it was so many levels. It wasn't just one thing that happened that led to that. So more important than trying to get to the root event is to get to the root narrative. And so you may have some root narratives in your life if you've done inner child healing or shadow or something like that, where you start to recognize like, I can't trust people. Like, it's unsafe to trust people, or I feel unsupported, or I'm not smart enough, or who am I to be successful or to sell my art or whatever. You start thinking about those root narratives within that problem. And that's where you start to have illumination. So if you take the work further, you start to go into like, why might I have that given my circumstances, right? And then we ultimately come through, do I want to believe that? Do I want to keep that narrative alive? And we start that more deeper, like the deeper awareness work, the higher consciousness of like, huh, it's not just I am stuck. It's like I'm feeling stuck, or I'm feeling like money is hard. And we start to kind of break free from the actual narrative. Because at the end of the day, what you choose to believe, this this is where the law of free will comes in, and you absolutely have free will. So the choice is yours. Either you're doing a great job or you're not. The truth is the choice is yours. Like, of course you're doing a great job, but in your world, in your reality, you can choose to know you're doing a great job or choose to feel like you're so far away. You can choose to believe there must be a way, or you can choose to believe there's no way that you can do it. You can choose to believe that you're ready now, or you can choose to believe that there's so much more work to be done. You can choose to believe that you're capable and somehow there is a way to get to where you're wanting to go, or you can believe you're broken and you don't have what it takes. And ultimately, those unconscious thoughts are going to come down to your programming. So for the sake of making something kind of digestible from this, I just want to say that any blocks, any limits, any blind spots have come from your past experiences and the things that you've learned, like up until 3 minutes ago. Like, your perception is everything you've ever been through ever. You don't just make it up. You don't just want to struggle with money or business or love or whatever. Those beliefs come from somewhere. So start to have compassion for yourself and for, sometimes, part of my French, the fucked up things that you've experienced, the things that have gone on, the things that have hurt, the things that have left you feeling unworthy or not safe, you know, looking at those and really giving yourself compassion. No wonder you feel the way you do. No wonder it's hard to love yourself or, you know, making huge amounts of money. It might take a smidgen amount of time. And I really do mean that. It doesn't have to take long. But for you to feel comfortable with money, like, I grew up with poverty and with not a lot of money for most of it. And even, you know, living with my dad, he was comfortable, but also money aware. And so it was never like rich and constantly traveling. And I didn't know large amounts of money in my nervous system. So I would unconsciously sabotage it. And it would feel like I could never make money until I started to learn, like, okay, there's some stuff in there because I've never known it. And money was, like, I heard narratives around it being a stress and there's never enough. So I had to start to disassemble, or not even disassemble, like, I want to say disassociate, but it's not. It's like separate me now and my pure unlimited potential from the beliefs my brain has picked up on. So then you go through a bit of the healing work. So for the sake of this episode, I want you to start to think about the looping patterns that you experience and the narrative that you would want to, like, complain from the rooftops about, like, meh, it feels hard. You can do some inquiry on, like, why might I believe that? Given my life experiences, why might I believe that it's hard? And then asking yourself, you know, do I want to carry this forward? Do I want to keep this belief alive? Even if it's what I experienced up until now, do I believe in a new tomorrow? Do I believe that I'm the creator of my reality? And even if it's ingrained right now, do I believe that I can move forward through this? That I can transcend this suffering or figure out how to start the business or figure out how to do whatever it is I want to do? Do I believe there's a way? So these limiting beliefs, these blind spots, these quote unquote blocks, it's literally just your programming. And we need to just have compassion for that. Our brain is a computer. It remembers things. It holds on to things for safety and survival. And what you're doing, the transformation, the growth you're here for, the manifestations you're here for, is they're blowing your brain out of the water. Because you haven't yet known yourself to be that person. And as you incrementally upgrade, your brain is going to be like, wait a minute, this is trying to bust through our beliefs. Better try to keep you small. Unconscious patterns, back into low self-worth, back into money's hard, back into struggle. And we learn to see that and breathe through it and go, okay, my old story of money is hard is coming in now. And I breathe through it and I move it through my body, do your nervous system work or go for a walk or breath work, or just let it be there, move it through, and then go, what do I want to believe? And that's when we can affirm or have mantras or talk to ourselves like I do. And I'll say, even though right now I feel triggered into money is hard, I know of my unlimited abundance. I know of my pure potential. And I don't believe that money has to be hard all the time. Like, it just doesn't. And that's how I kind of move myself through. So have compassion for these limiting beliefs. I highly recommend joining me in Heal to Manifest, because we are going to get to the root of that shit. We're also going to expand into the spiritual assignment, your soul's growth assignment behind these root narratives. We're taking it next level so that your soul is also ascending through this process, because you really are here to grow. I want you to know that nobody comes out of the womb or is in their 20s or 30s or 40s or whatever, and they've just got it all figured out. All their blocks are healed. We all have things that we're going after, and we all have stuff in our way. Times that it feels scary, that we don't believe it, that we revert back into old patterns, that we sabotage or procrastinate, and all it is our programming. We're learning to believe in our potential. We're learning to believe in unlimited possibilities, and that's maybe been something you've never believed in before or been taught how to believe in before. Because most of our parents, even with good intentions, didn't say that kind of thing. We've been brought up in a very sort of physical, masculine sort of power, and kind of we're taught not to trust that inner guidance, not to trust in unlimited possibilities. And it's more like, ah, oh, that's not logical, or no, money is hard, or men are this way. And it just becomes a belief before we even get a chance to discern for ourselves. We're kids. How could we have had a chance to choose a new belief? We didn't know. But now we do. And truly, healing gives you the freedom to manifest anything. And every time I go after something new or a new level, or I have a desire in my heart, I know that I'm going to have to move through what comes up between me and that thing. As soon as I'm like, okay, I'm going to manifest this, and I'm like, oh, can you? That's a lot of money, or that's a lot of moves, or I don't know myself to be that yet. That's okay. I breathe through. I work through the limiting beliefs. And so blind spots aren't just you not being strong enough, or you just stuck in an endless cosmic joke pattern that's never going to resolve itself. That's just not the case. There's unconscious stuff at play. So continue doing your work. Join me in the workshop if it resonates, but things like EFT or EMDR, meditation, conscious reprogramming. If you're on the path, the reprogramming training on the path is my other podcast, a subscription community with all my signature work, weekly assignments, monthly challenges. It's the place to be to integrate the work. And this week we're actually looking at intending solutions, calling forward solutions, which can help you to move through these blind spots. But if you're not a part of that community and it doesn't call to you in this time, do the work we talked about in this episode, and it will really help you to realize that you are not your limits. Nothing is innately fixed. No one group of people are a certain way. No money is hard. Money is this, money is that. It's our own projection. We put onto it what we believe, and then that's what ends up panning out. And so it is. Money's hard. The universe is going, and so it is. You know, men are cheaters, or I'm not smart enough to do this. I'm not pretty enough to go online. I'm not there enough to mentor others. Whatever it is, all you'll get back is, and so it is. But we want to break through from these beliefs because they're not real. They're just conditioned patterns. So as I said, EFT, EMDR, inner child healing, shadow healing, really great ways to get to the root narrative. Of course, you can do it through self-growth, journaling, asking yourself the questions that we talked about here today, and really seeing that for what it is. You're not eternally blocked. I promise you, there's no such thing as actual blocked. You're becoming an energetic match for that which you want, and there's just been stuff that don't match where you're going in your way. Beliefs hardwired into your brain. And until you see them and dismantle them, you'll be stuck in that looping pattern. But I promise you, it's not as hard as you think. Do this work. Hopefully I'll see you in the upcoming workshop, and I will see you here on the Awakening Her podcast real soon. Okay. Love you. Bye. Hey Seeker, thanks so much for tuning in. Before you go, I want to let you know about The Bedtime Ritual. This is a brand new book that I've created that is a 100-day journey of evening journal prompts. The Bedtime Ritual is a perfect tool for bringing in more intentional reflection, self-care, me time, manifestation, all in just one prompt per evening. I know you're going to love The Bedtime Ritual. The link is below and you can find it on Amazon.